most forgiving of all, Darren, is the one you're talking about, God. He's the most forgiving of all. And through him, Jesus came, for God so loved the world, the messed up, sinful world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want to see a picture of forgiveness, you look at Jesus on the cross and you say, see what he said about, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Another man in the book of Acts, in the very beginning of Acts, Stephen, as they were stoning him for only doing right, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And so we see such an example of forgiveness. And I believe, Darren, we need to be examples of, if anybody on this earth, who should be the most forgiving? The body of Jesus Christ. We have got to practice forgiveness.
As Stephen was being stoned, did he look into heaven?
Yes. His face shone like the face of an angel. And that, oh, that must have gotten them totally upset.
He was seeing things in the spirit world, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I believe that's a lesson to us, Barbara, that when we're going through persecutions and trauma and sorrow and trials and all this kind of stuff that comes against us, and it's a guarantee. God said, along with these blessings will come persecutions. We don't like the persecutions. We just want the blessings, being so human. But I believe that if we ask God, open my eyes so I can see. I want to see you, Jesus. I want to see what you're up to. I want to see the whole plan. I want to see the timeline here as you see it.
Yes.
I believe then things would be much easier for us. But Barbara, I'm ready to pray. I'm really ready to pray because I know that our friends are listening today and there are big changes God wants to do in their life.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Father God, I ask you to forgive us because in many cases we've allowed the devil to steal our identity. He has sold us a lie. He's taken our true identity away from us, our identity in you, that we were born again, that we've been resurrected with you, made righteous with you, made a joint heir with you, Jesus. And somehow we bought the lie and we bought the labels that we're jerks and losers, and that we'll never make it, Lord, that we're sick and we're broken, all these disparaging things. We've taken that on in this deception as our identity, and it's who we really are. And we're realizing that's a lie. And we want our true identity back. It's been stolen from us, Jesus. So we're asking you to reach into our hearts and to forgive us of all our shortcomings and all of our sins. And Father God, forgive us for judging those in the body of Christ and even others with such bitterness and hatred and spite and cynicism. Father, we ask you to take that away. And we ask you to take away the blind spots and clean the windshield of our lives so that we can see clearly where we're going. And Father, we just thank you that today you are healing our broken hearts and you're allowing us to hear you clearly now and see you clearly and know what you want to do for us. And Father God, as the devil stole our identity temporarily, we ended up with brokenness in our hearts. And we need that healed today. We need you to heal the brokenness that's deep down inside of us and to make us again like you. Mm-hmm. We know that you want us to be conformed to your image and likeness and that you move us from image to image and glory to glory. Today we just yield our whole selves to you and we say, Father God, just do what you want to do here. We've been out there wandering around in confusion and in the lies and the deception. We got clobbered and we got messed over and we got dirtied up and we need to be cleansed. So, Father, we ask you with the blood of Jesus to cleanse us today and to make us whole on the inside. Let us see perfectly again. Yes. Lord, there was a day when we saw you clearly, but lately we've been seeing you through a glass darkly, and we don't like that. We want to be able to walk in your presence without a sense of guilt or condemnation or inferiority or unworthiness. We want to experience righteousness, vital righteousness again in your presence. So we thank you, Jesus, and we sense that that breath of Holy Spirit is breathing across our lives, taking away the death and the distortions and bringing us life and truth and wisdom and peace. Lord, we haven't been at peace for a long time, but today we accept and receive your peace. And thank you, Father, for being so loving and forgiving and for being the God of the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth chance. Lord, we've messed up so many times. We listened to the liar and we're so sorry. Take us. Take us in your hands and heal us. And clean us up. Lord, we've been so dirtied up by perversion and by compromise. And today we just want to go straight with you. But we can't do it on our own. We've tried. God, you know better than we that we've tried. And our self-efforts are just a pile of junk. So take us today. and give us that new start. Give us a fresh start, Jesus, with you. And we thank you. And Jesus, today we choose to forgive and release those people that have hurt us. And we really need to forgive ourselves. I need to forgive myself, Father. And I need to forgive you because I charged you wrongly. I blamed you for giving me the wrong parents and the wrong opportunities and the wrong chances and giving me the failures when it was really my deal because I listened to the enemy, the devil. So today I thank you that I truly have, by an act of my will, forgiven those that have hurt me. I've forgiven myself totally for all the times I've messed up, for all the bad choices I made by an act of my stubborn will. And Father, today I just totally release you. And I no longer hold you in judgment. Thank you, Father, for setting me free today.
Thank you.
I needed that.
Thank you, Father.
I needed that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing power and your peace and your joy.
Yes.
Amen.
You have cleansed us and you have washed us clean, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that forgiveness is not an option. I thank you, Lord, that forgiveness is a precious honor from you. And so, Father, make the body of Jesus Christ so aware of forgiveness. And help us, Lord, to choose our battles daily. Choose our battles. What's important? And what's picky? And, Father God, make us grow up in you. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness. We praise you, Lord, that you are the prime example of forgiveness on earth to us. We praise your mighty and wonderful name for your cleansing this day. Amen. Darren, I just have a couple more little verses in Ephesians. And Paul is saying here in Ephesians 4, verse 25, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your anger. And that means you're angry at sin. You're not angry at your brother and sister. You're angry at sin. And do not give the devil an opportunity. And then it goes on in verse 29 that says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
And I would end this message by saying these words of Jesus. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. God bless you. Enjoy your new freedom in Jesus because you've been able to forgive.